Blog Talk Radio.
Not just another prayer. Not just another song. When I look at the darkness all around us, I feel like I'm losing control. So many people who just don't know. Listen to me now. Now the song goes on song. Now the voice goes on hurt.
say a prayer for the world. Oh, how true, how important, how apropos. Welcome to another edition of Productive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and you are at the right place at the right time. Thank you for taking the time out again to tune in to Productive News Weekly for our returning listeners, and thank you for tuning in and giving us a chance to, well, as our goal is to enlighten you and encourage you and inspire you and instill you to make a difference with your loved ones and your community and family and colleagues and all those in the universe. And that's our goal. And hopefully this evening, and I believe we will, to accomplish that, at least to some extent. I am plumb pleasingly pleased this evening to have again a guest that's truly special. I don't even feel comfortable calling him a guest because he's a friend, he's a mentor, and someone that I highly respect as he is respected from around the globe. For those of you on the mail list, you know who I'm speaking to, and I'm sure and I can see that many have tuned in anticipation of what Dr. Glenn Mendoza, Master Glenn, respectfully known as, has to share with us this evening. As we are approaching another full moon, I reached out to my friend and mentor, and he graciously, spontaneously agreed to join us. So without further ado, as his time is so precious, so many are seeking his time, we're going to get right into this discourse with Master Glenn. For those of you who are new, I'll give you a little background. He is a medical doctor, in fact. He specialized in premature, critically ill infants. He developed the neonatal intensive care unit in the Good Samaritan Hospital in Suffern, New York, where he served as the director of neonatology for over 21 years. And he's directed his efforts toward improving clinical outcomes for the smallest and most vulnerable newborns in upstate New York. He's also a master pranic healer, and perhaps we'll get to talk a little bit about that. It's probably one of the, if not the fastest growing healing modality on the planet right now, and maybe I'm sure we'll get to talk a little bit about that. He's a astrologist, astronomist, meditation expert, and, well, I just like to say he's just a truly a good Samaritan and a benevolent person whose goal, as he's shown not just by word but by action, is to truly just make our planet and our universe a better place. So, again, this is truly a treat and a pleasure for us to have joining us again Dr. Glenn Mendoza. Master Glenn, are you in studio? Are you with us?
Yes. Hello, Daryl. Thank you for, again, the invitation. we meet again in our lunar days of the month or something like that.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
We go with the full moon. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, the last time we spoke, actually, I believe you were in the airport heading to Bogota, I believe. You travel so much, sometimes I can't keep up. Was
you're right.
It?
You're right. Actually, we just came back. We just came back from Italy last night, and we're on to another workshop this coming weekend. So, anyway, glad to be of service to you and your group. So let's dive deeper, hopefully, or with more clarity on the things that we need to do.
Yeah. Master Glenn, we have a full moon coming up this weekend. I believe it's Sunday. Not 100%, but 90% sure.
We talked about the full moon. Where was I? I remember I was, you're right. I was in the airport. I was in a corner just to be sure you don't get the noise last time we were together. So anyway, the coming full moon, every month we celebrate, and some people will call, let's just call it a festival of that specific astrological sign. Each one of us have a sign, and this time it's actually one of the nicest sign, which is called Libra. So Libra is actually the sign from coming in from September 22 to October 23. So those who are born between September 22 and October 23, it changes once or that, but this year I think it's that exact time, are in the sign of Libra. And almost in the center of that September 22 and October 23, which is actually October 9, will be actually the full moon. The moon sort of rotates. It's not a regular thing for whatever reason, so it overlaps. So the full moon does have a lunar rotation, or what we call movement around the Earth. And at the peak of it, we have what we call the full moon. The full moon we celebrate in a certain way as a sort of meditation. We meditate as a group to bless number one, Mother Earth. It's a time of the month wherein you have a tremendous amount of energy. This is the energy comes from celestial bodies aligning, in essence, the energy of the sun. The sun itself will provide a certain cosmic energy as a celestial body, and we use that because it has tremendous amount of energy at that time, and we do the work that we need to do by blessing Mother Earth, blessing our work, because there's so much energy, and blessing our homes and our projects. That's basically the nutshell of it.
Go ahead, please.
Go ahead. Question.
Continue. I have my list. I'll just intervene and you can continue. You've mentioned energy a lot, and it's been something in the last couple of weeks or so that's been heavy on my mind. And I think about energy all the time throughout the year, but for, I'm sure, a significant reason, because I know there are no coincidences. I'm not sure why. Maybe it was for this program this evening. It's been heavy at my forefront of thought. The whole concept of energy, I've just been enthralled with it since I can remember, so I'm sure this is all part of my journey and why you and I ended up coming together in a synergy that was destined. So when you talk about energy, speaking of our listeners and enlightening them, I'd like you to peel back on that a little bit, because people, neophytes and those that really don't know, and I'm sure we have a large breadth of listeners in terms of knowledge of that which is intangible that we're speaking of this evening, may not have any more concept than their local utility company. So if you could just break that down in terms of energy, and I talk about it on programs that, and shows that I'm doing throughout the year, You know, I speak about energy and the aspect of going back to what was sixth or seventh or eighth grade when we learned in, you know, basic physical science, you know, going back to the atom and the neutron, the electron, and that energy. And then I talk about, you know, human energy, which is a bit more intelligent energy. And those are the kind of things that, that I talk about that that I just innately have come to appreciate and understand, not to mention some readings that I have come across in my lifetime. I'd like for you, if you would, to give your insight at a 50,000 feet, of course, for our limited time, of energy and the appreciation of energy from your perspective.
Thank you.
And the importance of it.
That's a very tough question, but I'll try. What do we mean by energy? Energy could come in many different forms. We have light energy, we have heat energy, like the power energy, chemical energy, nuclear energy, different kinds of energy as we know in physics. So these are basically the best definition of energy is the is work. As we understand it, is work, the application of a force. That's what we heard in our physics days.
E equal MC squared? Is
I think that by and large, the energy is important because we have it could be also in different forms. It could be, say, the strength and vitality of, you know, you have so much energy to do your work, Daryl. You seem to be really working hard. So that's one way of capacity of doing work. But let's go more specific. I'm more specific of what I call subtle energy. A subtle energy, or as they call it, is actually the energy or vibrational form that is actually not seen. Not seen, but it has an overall effect on our health, our well-being, our relationship, and sometimes if it's negative energy, it could create disease, stress, or imbalance. So if we look at this subtle energy, we describe it as energy is what we try to do. Let's talk about health first, and we'll go. If a person is healthy, that means the energy is flowing freely in the whole body. If a person has energy obstruction in the spine, in the legs, in the arms, that means then because the energy is not flowing, they will show some effects of it. So a liver, imagine, let's talk about the COVID times, where in a person with COVID, the lungs are usually affected, so the energy is not flowing. Move it a little further from the physical body. Sometimes energy of a partnership is good if everything is moving along. There's communication, there's intimacy, there's every each one, the partners usually want to be together. They talk, you know, time doesn't seem to exist. So that's how energy looks like. Now we move a little further outside us. You could see also person with good energy. I like his energy. I like his I like his attitude. I like his what he speaks about. Then we look again for a country whose energy is flowing, or a city or a town. That means energy is flowing. So that means the place is there's prosperity there. While a country like Ukraine right now, as an example, there's war, or those who are affected with our people in Florida, the energy is not flowing. Now let's go to the bigger outside us. So the earth itself is being affected by energies, by what I call celestial bodies or planets, or the sun itself. The sun has affected us and has provided us life. So basically that's how energy is working. I hope that makes some sense, but I tried to answer your question, hoping to focus on what our topic today is, on the energy that is affecting us much bigger than what we have. If you go, that's going macrocosmic, above us and beyond us, but there is energy also going within us. Some people could look at our blood vessels, not only the energy, the blood vessels, the organs itself, or some people will even look at more energy, subtle energy within us. We're in the soul, we're in our being or life force. What gives us life? So that is energy. If you have to look at it, for people who are listening, for those of you who have seen a person who passed away or who just died, there is no life force. So that is energy, a subtle energy within us also. That's my two cents, but I guess it took a longer time.
No, that was excellent. And I love the way you gave a spectrum, talking about different aspects of it, how it can affect something as specific as an individual in terms of their health, an individual in terms of a relationship and how their energy can relate to another person's energy, good or bad. And you did talk about, speaking of that, the fact that all energy does not resonate produce that which would be perceived as good, which could be perceived as a negative energy. And then you broke that down to say that it's something that's just simply not flowing. And when you related it to the country, I think it kind of brought it home in a sense, and I at least jogged my thought, I believe many others, when you said that, because a country is an accumulation. You know, a country in itself is a landmass. But I believe you were speaking, and maybe if you would, you can clarify if I'm on track with where you were. You were, I think, speaking of just the dirt, even though there's energy in that, there's an atom, and where there's an atom, there's energy. But I think you were speaking of the energy of the life force there of a country, which accumulatively creates an overall either positive or negative, depending on what's predominating. Is that what you perhaps were saying when you were referring to something like a country or a relationship?
Everything. Remember you mentioned something like, I did say it in the book, we're in energy is everything, and everything is energy. When I said, wow, this is fantastic quote, then I started looking at energy is everything. Oh my gosh, Einstein used part in some ways used that. Then I thought Tesla used it. I said, okay, I guess there's no originality in all things considered. So I guess I was so proud of making that quote. Then I started looking at, let's go back into pranic healing, where energy, the word energy actually was only started on the 15th century or 16th century. So that means before that, they didn't know what it was. So if they don't see anything, if they don't feel anything, only the sages, only the yogis and probably the spiritual teachers apparently could sense this energy. or harness this energy, as I say that. In fact, going back to astrology, it was said that the astrologers, the sages from the past, they could actually see. Number one, they don't have any. I don't know if any one of you had a astrological. You should do that when you go to a place like Sedona. At night, they will have you give you in a certain place and give you this big telescopes. There are about 20, 30 people, and there'll be two or three of you in one telescope. They set it up, and you could see actually the planets. Why? Because in the olden times, we don't have Netflix. In the olden times, we don't have malls, movie theaters, or entertainment at home. So at night, they just watch the beauty of the celestial bodies that they've seen, which is really interesting. I don't know if you've, to me, even I remember I was looking at some of my notes, and even the Babylonian times, they picked up Jupiter already. The Chinese picked up Mercury, something like that. And it was really fascinating as far as I'm concerned.
So tying it back to what we're referring to when you say there's this enormous energy, it's a life force, would you say?
A life force is the one that gives us life. The when it, you know, they said the life force starts when our heart starts beating, and the life force is withdrawn when our heart stops breathing. That's as simple as it can be.
So energy is, or a life force is a component of energy, an aspect of energy.
Some people call it, in India, they call it prana, which is the root word for pranic healing. And in Chinese, they call it qi. Other areas, they call it in different names.
Okay. So energy is much, much even broader than a life force.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. So during this auspicious time of the full moon, one source, I believe you said the sun, is not the full moon itself is not that source of that energy. It's actually the sun.
Which one, Sarah? I'm sorry.
In terms of the energy that is available to us during the time of the full moon, it's not coming so much directly from the full moon, but maybe through the full moon because of the sun.
What happened was that we have the sun in our solar system. The sun provides the energy through, actually, you will be surprised, according to great spiritual teachers, they said that the sun provides all life in the whole solar system. It looks, when I was younger, I said, I don't know, that I couldn't understand what that means. But now we realize that the sun itself provides tremendous amount of energy throughout the whole solar system. That without the sun, if the sun signs off on us tonight, it only takes 10 or 12 days wherein all beings, all life in the whole solar system will disappear, will die. So we know already that the sun itself provides us life. And beyond that, God being God, there is a cosmic energy that even provides life to all galaxies. And beyond that, we have another the God being God provides multiverse or universes, same energy. That's beyond our concept. But for the full moon, this energy that comes beyond even the sun has some influence also to our sun as it affects us on Earth. But simple as it can be, we have the sun itself provides a lot of energy for us already.
Wow. And so it's a relationship, this full moon, and we've done this many times, but that full moon, it being full, is a relationship with the sun, as we see the moon being full.
Yeah.
It's really a reflection of its relationship at this time with the moon. I mean, it's a reflection of the moon's relationship with the sun at this time, which gives it its fullness.
Yes, yes.
From our naked eye.
From our naked eye.
And there's something more to it than just this round celestial thing that's in the sky that just happens to be full once a month. There's more to that, which is the energy that is coming through it, which we have access to.
Yes.
Is that fair? Assessment.
That's fair. That's fair.
And it comes around once a month.
Comes once a month. On Sunday, it will be at 4:54 in the afternoon. So since I'm up in the Catskills Mountains, up in upstate New York, we're going to have the meditation at 4:30 in the afternoon on Sunday.
Okay. So that will take us right into the actual full moon.
Yeah.
At 4:54. So let's talk really directly and quickly for our listeners to participate in that meditation that you're referring to. They'll go to the same website.
For your listeners, it was Daryl when we started talking about the full moon, which established the website fullmoonmeditation.us. because of Daryl, he said, why don't we give them the listeners don't get to go? Why don't we just get them a concierge or a one stop? So we created a fullmoonmeditation.us. And you could log in. It says there, if you want to join, just fill in a couple of things. It'll give you the link.
So with that said, looking at what we were talking about, energy, and you said there's energy at so many levels. There's energy related to health, energy related to relationships, energy related to country, energy related to earth, and energy related to specific individuals. There's good energy and there's not so good energy. When you say energy by country and by earth, and just now I was asking, is that mean that's an accumulation of individuals on those specific planes, whether it's the entire earth or a community or a country?
It's interesting.
I'm getting to the benefit of multiple people.
There is a principle or a law that says what's above, so below. It was started by a great sage named Hermes Trismegistus. He said, what's above, so below, what's within, so without. So what it means was that what's happening on Earth is happening outside Earth. What's happening within us is actually happening in the earth. What's happening in ourselves is actually happening as us as a whole being. That's what it means. in a certain way, the energy, look at the energy. I know you're a very not political, but you're aware of the issues that are happening and you are addressing it. So we realize like there's this divisiveness or separation and splitting up. Those are energies, actually, they were saying, maybe influenced by some of the celestial bodies. But so we could recognize it. Once we recognize that there are energies that are splitting us apart, energies that are basically cutting even our democracy or something like that, we realize that there are some influences external from us, outside of us, that is doing that. By being aware of those energy at a certain period of time, it might work out for our understanding, not only of ourselves, but for others.
So taking that, what you describe, which relates to what's above is below, which explains that many individuals from a religious perspective believe in heaven and hell. I'm not going to reference my opinion on it, just leaving it at that. We know that there are those, maybe myself, maybe not, but I'm not going to get into it. Maybe you, maybe not. We're not going to go there. We're just going to say that we know in some individuals, and maybe a majority of individuals, believe there's a heaven and a hell. So with that said, that ties back to what's above, so below. Is that, like counterbalance? What's up, there's the opposite of up is down. You can't have light without darkness. Is that kind of speaking to that dichotomy, that balance of nature, of life, of existence? Is that speaking? I'm going somewhere with this. Is that speaking to that?
In a certain way, we won't know. Think about this. Again, these are philosophical principles or concepts that we're talking about.
Yes.
If there is no darkness, how would we know there's light? So you need darkness to tell you that there's light. You need light to tell you that there's darkness. How would you know what's good when you don't see the counterpart of evil? So these are the polarities, what they call it, dualities. In Tibetan, they call it lokas, the polarities of everything. So we need that balance. We need that balance elsewhere. And the middle path or balance within what we wanted to do is also energy.
So, again, bringing it back to our meditation, our global meditation, your global meditation, which you've been engaging in, and I just think it's so much more important now than ever before, I believe, in my own opinion, since you've been doing it, and of course I've only been participating for a decade, but you've been doing this for many decades, probably half a century. I mean, you've been doing this for a while.
I think 30 years. I would say, what's 1995? Circa 1995. 1995. 2005, 2015. So almost close to 30 years, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing it. It's interesting, and we haven't missed. It's like a monthly thing. Like I really, when you called me, said, Master Glenn, I'm coming up with the full moon coming up. Can we talk? You know, for my listeners. And you see, we've been doing this in a certain way. It's a pattern that we need to look at. That's interesting.
Yeah, go ahead.
I said, and thank you.
Well, thank you, and I guess I need to to wrap this up now, and you know, as we have most of the time we've gone over, but I just think this is so important as you have brought, you know, why you're doing this to me over the many years. It is truly, if there's ever been a benevolent work, this is truly a benevolent work, Master Glenn, because it's not as though just the last 2 years or 3 years or 4 years with COVID, this is the first time we've had societal challenges. I mean, we can go back. There's been wars and wars, you know, 5 years ago prior to COVID. There's been things that have been going on that your work has been addressing prior to this most recent challenge in our society. And what you're doing is you're bringing together hundreds and thousands of like minds to be somewhat of a counter to that impedance of flow, that impedance of energy, which brings about negative relationships, negative health, negative situations in country and planet and individuals. So this Sunday, go ahead.
Sorry, one thing I did is actually, sorry to interrupt you, but one thing I did, Daryl, was to focus on the positive.
Okay.
Each sign has its negative qualities, but I just want the positive. There's always good in anything. Look for the good. Look for the good. Look for the positive. That's how my tune was during the COVID. Hey, listen, people are dying, but I'm alive. You know, that kind of thing. Look for the good. Mm-hmm. Look for, you could, I always, in fact, the concept I tell people is that, okay, you're having a bad day. Have you looked at it in a different light? Twist it. You're having a bad day, but you have a family. You have a house to live on. You have food. You have a car. Oh, you're right. You know, that kind of thing. Make sense? I'm sorry to interrupt you.
It makes nothing.
The full moon, we absorb all the positive that we have and use that positive. Look, we talk about duality, look the light so the darkness will not even creep in. Look at the positive. Look at the goodness that the evil will just not even be entertained. If you love somebody, if you really love somebody, you won't see the flaw of that person. You only see the goodness. Just like a mother with a child, with a baby. They don't see anything ugly about the baby, even though it's the ugliest baby in the world. I'm sorry. I take care of babies. We look at babies and say, this baby, we don't call it ugly. So this baby is not that pretty. He has a certain beauty, you know, in a negative way, but the mothers never see that. Why? Because there's so much love. Anyway, sorry.
Two things, if I can, and that's to mind here, and that is that concept of positive thinking. I'd like you to share with us, because I know each month that you join us and you speak about the energies of an astrological sign related to the full moon. You give the positives and negatives, and I know there's so many that look forward to that. So I'd like you to give us, you know, what those qualities are of the sign of Libra, because at this special time, this full moon, you've shared with our listeners, and most of them, I believe, have now come to understand over the years that they can utilize, and there may be some new listeners, but, you know, they can utilize the attributes of that particular sign of the full moon, even though they were not born under that sign. And so whatever those qualities are that are associated with, in this particular case, Libra, anyone can subscribe to those qualities and embrace and incorporate to some extent those qualities for themselves, even though they're not born under that sign. And that's what I've learned over the years. Correct, Master Glenn?
Yes. Good point. So we meditate during the full moon because in the air, during the, we talk about this energy permeating around us. So the qualities of that certain sign is actually very active. So the Libra qualities, remember the Libra is the balance. The Libra is the balance. It's the blind woman holding a scale. So they are, guess what? They are the, if you go to the court, any court, you will see this lady justice there. So they're fair. Librans are fair. They have a strong sense of justice. And they want to make sure everyone gets heard and are passionate about making sure that things are balanced, especially when it comes to events outside themselves. You understand? So fairness. That's why they become, they're a good diplomats. They're good peacemakers. They're experts in being tactful. They're being diplomatic in their relationships and groups and even globally. We see that in the United Nations. We see that with the diplomats that in the Foreign Service. They choose their words carefully, and they aim to find common ground with as many people as possible. So, okay, we have two already glaring traits of Libra, fairness and diplomacy. Do we have that? My wife is a Libran, so I would know that. So
mine
fairness,
too.
they're idealistic. They Librans always prefer to look at always the bright side, always the good. They see the best in all the people, in all situations, in everything. They have great intentions and think the best of people and ideas. You know, the Librans actually always look at what they listen. They're good listeners too. They always have high hopes for starting new projects. They like that. They learn new things, start new projects. And they're very smart. They're very artistic. They're witty, smart. They're good conversationalists, active imagination. So Libra is actually beauty, ruled by Venus. So ask again, these qualities, do we have that? Some of them, yes, not as strong. Okay. During their meditation, hey, we absorb that. We sort of permeate that within our system since energy is there. So that's basically that. And last one, Librans are social, good social, because they are more extra. They are extrovert. They love being with people. They want to meet new people. They bring social in. Being social is one of their elements. So during the full moon, we absorb this. The positive things of Libra, the elements.
So that those are traits that if there aren't strong traits for us individually, we're not born under that sign, we can mentally focus on incorporating that? Is just that simple? In terms of, because the question would be, how do I attain those things for this time period? Is it just a matter of saying, okay, I'm aware of the creativity or the wittiness and the social extrovertness. I'm very shy. Okay, this is a good time for me to really exercise being more of an extrovert. How do you do that?
Actually, there is an ancient story about Hercules. And Hercules was given actually 12 laborers. And these 12 laborers is actually going through the 7 labors or challenges of each sign. Remember 12?
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was that each month, each sign, he was given a challenge and he always passed it using his skill, cunning, mind, strength, everything that he has, he used it. And in the end, Hercules is called the perfect man, the perfect as perfect can be. So that's basically it. As we absorb the energy, the wisdom of each sign, the skills of each sign, the positive quality of each sign, we become a complete, a person, not perfect, but complete as complete can be. And we could be that ideal person with all the qualities of everyone. Man for all seasons.
Is it a matter of intent? So a person that's listening in the audience right now is saying to themselves, wow, 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 sometimes I just have a tough time starting a new project. This is, from what I'm hearing Master Glenn, Dr. Mendoza say, maybe I can kind of, this month at least, you know, work on starting new projects or being more social, because I really have a, how would they do that? Just the intent of knowing that they can do that now?
I think it's more or less a practice. Say, for example, like in general, I'll talk about it in general, like Libra is balance. Libra is fairness, diplomacy. So mm-hmm. maybe they'd like to dig into harmony. They want to remain neutral. So that means they could see both sides. So this is probably a good month to harmonize or work on relationships that are not working. Use the energy Libra that's in the air so to resolve those conflicts. I would use
I understand.
That.
I understand. So, knowing what those things are, just do it, as the theme says.
Yeah. Only the good.
Yeah. So that positive thinking is, I'm hearing, is just so important. And we've all read, I'm sure most of us have read, you know, it's not what happens, it's what you do with regard to what happens to you, good or bad. So it's that good thinking, that positive thought. I find myself coping with that, you know, significantly in the field in which I work, and you know, I work with seniors, and it's not unusual for, you know, one to say, "Oh, this is it. I'm my last days," or just negative thinking. So I spend a significant amount of time just to encourage positive thought. So with that said, would not positive thought, speaking of energy, would that not draw positive energy? Because when we meditate, we're meditating for good, to, as you were saying, to counterbalance some of that negativity that's out there. So if we're doing that with intent and bringing down those positive energies, we're seeing the results just from, even if it's just a little bit of a movement. If it's a big ship, a little movement makes a big difference. You know, if it's an ocean liner and you move it an inch over the course of miles, that's a big difference as opposed to, you know, a rowboat. You know, so what you're doing is you're massively making changes, Master Glenn. So for an individual, you know, though all those individual positive thoughts, they accumulate up to a large impact. And is that not what you're talking about and what you do on your global meditations?
I think you said it very well. You know, even with one person with some goodness and positive with it, ultimately that person will, by another concept or law, a law of attractions, attract the same energy will attract same energy. So we could see it as we see now that's the what I'm saying, divisiveness, because the other group, some group will attract the same thing. You know, listen, we live in what we call a democratic country, but in some forms, it shows us that on the other side, that there are other people who would like to destroy probably what we believe in, why we are here. But to me, I look at it from the energy of Libra. You see both sides and you decide. A smart person won't take that long to do that. So what happened was that we need clarity. We need diplomacy. We need a sense of justice where the scale will balance.
Mm-hmm.
It's fairness. That's basically it. And intelligence. Intelligence.
And all those energies are available now. Well, on Sunday,
those are energies of Libra. Exactly.
Sunday, we're going to be meditating for world peace. What are some things that we're going to be working on this Sunday, Master Glenn, as we close out?
I think we healing. We heal our, we heal our relationships, we heal our groups, we heal our families, we heal our town, our cities, our regions, our state. We heal our country. We heal the world. And for those of you who have joined us, I invite you. We always have over 500 or 700 people meditating at the same time. We've started this. Usually I have about a couple of maybe 100, 200 that I'm happy. But with COVID, I've been meditating. We've been doing meditations, as Daryl will tell you every Wednesday. But during the first 100 days of COVID, we were meditating every night. So I'd like to invite your listeners to join different people of different religions, different philosophies, different race, different cultures, with one thing: to go within, meditate, and bless the entire earth.
And that's what we're going to be working on, right?
Yes.
As a group. And there's power in numbers.
There's power in numbers.
Master Glenn, thank you so, so much. You do such great work. And what you've shared, listeners, I can just only encourage you to share with others, to go and catch the archives of this, because we went beyond the ankle, the little pond puddle jumping here. We got a little bit deeper, and I think it was insightful. And with everything going on right now, we have people around that. We just had a hurricane that devastated from the Caribbean up through out, you know, the United States. And there's so much strife. We've got, you know, things happening in Europe. And there's just so much going on politically. There's so many things we have. That's why I opened up our program with Say a Prayer for the World.
That's nice.
That I thought was apropos for you coming on tonight. Your timing is good. We need what you're doing, Master Glenn. It's so important. I can't encourage the listeners enough, and everyone's going to get an email from me to remind them of the meditation. It's not just sitting down and doing a woosah to reduce stress and anxiety and depression, which is good. Meditation does. Anyone can Google that. But it's a bigger goal that I know that you're doing this for. And just God bless you, Master Glenn, for what you're doing. We appreciate you so much.
Thanks, Daryl. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, if you caught the end of that, you'll want to catch the beginning. We have been pleasurably talking with Dr. Glenn Mendoza, Master Glenn, respectfully, affectionately, refer to worldwide, and we got a little deeper this evening beyond just meditation. He has so much he can share with us in terms of meditation and astrology and natural healing. But we delved in that whole concept of energy this evening. And I think if you caught the end of it, you'll want to share this with someone. Go to the archives, Blog Talk Radio. That's blogtalk.com. Oh, excuse me. Blog Talk Radio, not Blog Talk. It's blogtalkradio.com. Blogtalkradio.com. You go there and you'll type in Renford, R-E-N-F-O-R-D. That'll take you to the network that I air on. So it's Radio by Renford, blogtalkradio.com/Renford. You can catch the archives going back 5-10 years, back when Dick Gregory and I, we used to have our regular discourse, and Dr. Joy DeGruy and so many others had discourse, and so many other remarkable minds and our various panel discussions on education and on music with some of our panel discussions. I mentioned last week we've had one of our own, my dear cousin, Cosmic Beauty, made her transition a few weeks ago, and be on the lookout for that. I would say that the going home celebration back in Cleveland was special. That's all I can say. Shout out to my cousin Vernon, and how he handled that for his sister was just fabulous. Because, as you know, those of you who are familiar and have been listening for a while, Cosmic Beauty was a true musician and just a lover of life, a master of the spoken word. She traveled the country with her beautiful angelic voice. So many Eddie Backus, so many. She was blessed to have met Ella, and just so many loved her. So many musicians came out for her celebration in Cleveland from all throughout the Midwest and all East. She played and sung in New York and out West and Midwest, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful celebration. And so we are going to do something special for her, and I spoke with many of the musicians that performed with her over the years, and they all said they would love to come on and just, you know, do a tribute to her. So we're going to be doing something like that, because we have to celebrate our own. So important that we do that. And with regard to this Sunday, do go to Full Moon Meditation. It's just no spaces, Full Moon Meditation. And that's on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. And the full moon is actually at about 5 o'clock. And Dr. Mendoza will be doing the guided meditation. And he always does a special discourse, some educational piece that he does. And I don't know what it's going to be this month, but it's always enlightening. He does a whole presentation for about 15 minutes on some very important concept of life. And it's truly a treat you won't forget, and you'll sense the energy. You can bless the earth and individuals on the planet who are suffering. And he always allots time for you to bless your loved ones and your projects and yourself, so that you can be uplifted with this energy. So share that with those you care about and those you don't, because love is just that universal gift that you can give and yet retain and even get more back when you give it. So with that said, we're going to close out again. This was truly a treat to do another live program. Whenever I'm able to do a live program, it's just such a pleasing joy. I thank those of you who are tuning in live this evening. If you have, you can press 1 on your dial if you'd like to say something. We're about to close out here now. We went a little longer that we attended. Master Glenn was supposed to be joining us for about half an hour, 40 minutes, and of course we went for almost 50 minutes with him. He's just such a benevolent individual, and this is his passion. And it should be all of our passion to some extent to bring peace and joy and wellness to our families, to ourselves, of course, to our households, our neighborhoods, our communities, our cities and towns and states in this country and the continent and the planet and the universe. That's, in case you didn't know, let me be the one to tell you, that's why you're here. And the goal is specifically to know what your role is, because we all have different roles to some extent. I mean, we have that common goal to make it better, but each of us have a niche, and daily we should be striving to get more focused and understanding of what our niche is to make that difference. And then in gaining that understanding, to bring it forth, bring that light forth. And the difference that's needed is the difference that we can make. And so we should take that very seriously and move forward with that. So with that, I give you love, I give you peace, I give you joy and happiness as much as I'm able to, and wellness and prosperity. And we'll catch you the next time. Tell someone that you do care about and love, that you do care about them and love them. It's nice to show it. Very nice. That's important. It's crucially important to show it. Words are just that, words. But they're really, really beautiful when you put it on top of the action. It's like the cake is the action, and the words are the icing. So with that said, what are we going to close out with? Master Glenn really impressed me with his thought that it's about healing. I think it was Michael Jackson that did a song about healing, didn't he? Healing the Earth. Let's do some Earth Song by Michael. Peace and blessings to you folks. Give you nothing but love. God bless. It's getting chilly out there, right? So make sure you bundle up, folks. Even though, COVID is on the decline, and it is, you still must be careful. Protect yourself. Build that immune system, especially as we get into the seasonal inclement weather. It's very, very important. Take your vitamin C and that vitamin D. It's crucially important. You buzz me up if you're having any specific health imbalances and concerns, and I'll certainly be more than happy to help. So, with that said, we'll be talking more about that in the episodes ahead. And the goal is to have more live programming. Let me know your thoughts. What's on your mind? God bless.